As you can see, I've got a friend with me this time. Kind of struggling with a little balance, but anyway, working on it. And anyway, I ask your prayers as I continue the journey to find out the cause of it. The readings today speak to me, anyway, about two things. One is the use of money, which is a concern for all of us, certainly, and how we treat those that don't have the money, the poor. In Latin America, we always begin with reality, and we talk about the use of money and our reality today, and some of the terms that are being thrown around in terms of the use of money is draining the swamp, in terms of eliminating corruption and fraud on all levels, and beginning certainly in the city and the state and the country. And we even have parents that will pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to have the SAT scores of their children altered so that they can get into a school that supposedly, reportedly, will allow them to get more money when they graduate and get good jobs. So the success, the matrix of success many times for many people is money, and how much money you have or you can make. And as we know, this is not a new problem. In the first reading with the prophet, Amos talks specifically of this. Amos lived 750 years before Christ. So it's an ancient struggle of humanity. He speaks out against those who trample upon the poor and the needy, exploiting the poor and the needy, and exploiting their land. He could do that with great clarity because he was a poor man. He was a shepherd. He had a few sheep. He had a few trees, fig trees. He was kind of an outcast among prophets. He wasn't in the line of prophets. But he could see the injustice because he felt the injustice. And then we go to the gospel. We read the short reading of the gospel today. But the main character of the parable is a servant who squandered the belongings of the master, belongings of the owner of the property. He was a dishonest steward, commended by the owner of the property for being prudent, but he was still dishonest because his wealth was accumulated and is named as a dishonest wealth, as he said. And Jesus ends the parable by saying, "No servant can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and wealth and money at the same time." It's a theme that Pope Francis talks a great deal about and causes a great deal of controversy because of his stance, very clear. He talks about the tyranny of money and the violence of poverty and the causes that create that poverty. The phrase that has alarmed a lot of people is that he says that the economy kills. That's strong. It's a system that locks us into an unjust social structure. He said that money should be used not to govern, but to serve. Money in itself is not bad. It's how we use it. To serve or to manipulate people. And he calls for a church of the poor, those who don't have money, of the poor and for the poor. It was the same desire of John the 23rd when he initiated and launched the Second Vatican Council back in 1963. The goal was to arrive at a very radical church, a church of the poor and for the poor. The poor aren't necessarily better than anybody else, but it's their perspective. They live poverty, and they live the injustice of the poverty. And I had a very small experience of that in the years in Latin America. The last assignment was in Bolivia, in Cochabamba. Lived in an area that we didn't have water for 6 years. we had to buy water from a truck that passed by. As it turned out, we paid more for water than the people on the other side of town, the wealthier people, that got the water delivered to their faucets. The poor have a different perspective. They see and feel the injustice. In Chicago, I heard during the week that there are 1.2 million people that live under the line of poverty. 1.2 million. Pope Francis says the poor are the privileged recipients of the gospel. And the fact that it is freely preached to them is a sign of the kingdom of God that Jesus came to establish. We have to state without mincing words that there is an inseparable bond between our faith and the poor. May we never abandon them. And St. Paul takes up the same theme. He says, do not put your trust in financial resources, but in the true wealth. What is the true wealth? He says, it's our relationship with Jesus Christ. We are indeed, as Paul said, poor, but capable of enriching many as people who have nothing and instead possess everything. The Archdiocese of Chicago have a program now, Renew My Church, to respond to a crisis. What is that crisis? Some say it's a crisis we don't have enough priests to attend the parishes. It's a vocational crisis. Others say it's a financial crisis. We don't have enough money to keep the schools open, to keep the parishes going. And all that may be true, but we also have a pastoral crisis. Have we really reached out? Are the poor in Chicago really the, not just, we don't just evangelize them, but they become the evangelizers. And Pope Francis has made an effort to listen to them. He talks about these synods. Synod is a town hall meeting, to listen. He's doing that in the Amazon countries down in Latin America. 2 years of listening to the people that live there. What would Chicago be if we did have the poor as the real protagonists of our pastoral plan, of our reality, and as a church? The matrix of success should not be accumulation of wealth, but it's used to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor, motivated by being faithful to the building of the reign of God. As Jesus says in the gospel, no servant can serve two masters. He will either love one and hate the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and wealth. Amen.